We're going to get started today. My actually early bird service and pulling music back here just a little bit. And we're going to look over in the area of Psalms 37. We'll hear what the Word of God is speaking to us on this morning. We're going to go ahead and get right into the Word. It's about a 30-minute show. We don't take too much time. We want to hear what the Word of God is speaking from the King of Father. We thank and bless you. God, for this opportunity, Father God, as I rise up this morning, bring forth your word to your people. Father God, let it be a word that will help them and solidify in their spirit. Father, let even as they go forth with the work you're doing in the kingdom, help them to realize and understand the words that you speak are not words just to be spoken, but they're words that come from the kingdom. Father God, we declare it, we decree it, we speak it as always, Father God. We ask you for the power and the manifestation of your spirit to move each and every time we come before your throne. Father God, we honor you. We ask you to give us direction, wisdom, knowledge, and everything we need, Father God, to continue to go forth and do the work you called us to do. Father God, we thank you and bless you. We honor you, Father God, in ways that we never thought we ever could. Father God, these things we speak not of ourselves, but the power of the Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray, Lord. Amen. Once again, we're going to be in the book of Psalms 37. Had to look at that real close. Some things that Lord had been kind of pricking me on and talking to me about. And I want to make sure we get some good understanding about that particular scripture because it's so widely used among people. And we want to make sure we get a good idea. It's not a battle scripture. It's not a scripture we beat someone down in terms of negativity. We talk about fret not thyself because of evildoers, not envy thyself because of the workers of iniquity. We're going to look closely at that particular scripture. It's used so widely in so many different ways. We want to make sure we're going to use it in the right way. And we're going to give it to you in such a way that it's going to be relevant to this day and time and the work of the kingdom. So for those who are calling in, they're going to be a part of the service here. A little winded and just moving around here this morning. We're calling to the studio this morning. The number calling is 929-477-1191. It's always a blessing for you guys to be with us in the studio and the work we're doing here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios here in the city of Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's move swiftly into the Word of God here. We're going to look at it in a couple of different versions. We're going to go across the board here and get a real good understanding about this particular scripture. A lot of us read in such ways. Sometimes we use it as a, you know, it's kind of a thing that, you know, it's a defense shield, but it's not. God uses it in such a way that it's helpful to you. He just wants you to be wise in how you use it and how you look at those who are prospering, not in such a way that it's always got to be about the enemy or the devil, this, that, and the other. But you're not to be envious of those. And that's what we're going to look at, the word envy. Envious in this particular teaching on this morning. Let's look at Psalms 37. Let's get moving. He said, fight not thyself because of evildoers. He said, neither be thy envious. It's marked envious. In our particular teaching this morning, against the workers of iniquity. Now, we're going to go to the Amplified Version. It's going to say it in a little different way. We're going to actually go here, and we're going to talk about it in the Common English Bible as well. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against who want righteousness, who are not upright, or upright standing with God. I want to make sure I get that again. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work uprightness, that what is not upright or in right standings with God. Not is what is upright or upright in God's standing. Goes over to the particular area in the Common English Bible said, do not set over. Envious, do not be jealous of those who do wrong. You know, I want to push that to the second verse here because it kind of ties in together. This is a Common English Bible. Let me read that 37 again in one. It said, don't get upset over evildoers. You know, do not be jealous of those who do wrong, because they will fade fast like the grass. They will wither like the green vegetables. That's another different version. We're going to get into that. But I want to stick here in a minute. We're going to move on down here. The important part of this particular scripture is a heads off. It talks about the word envious, you know, and here in the area of scripture in Psalms 37, it says, fret not thyself because of evil doers, not be envious against the workers of iniquity. Let's move to some scripture pronunciation, some breakdowns here. He introduced this particular scripture And God says in this particular direction that godly men and women are not to be envious or envy at the prosperity of the wicked, because he talks about how he really has the will to do with who he will, both good and bad. It's all a part of what he does. And he puts it like this in one of these particular Barnes and Noble studies. He said, but you as a person, I want to make sure I explain this here. You as a person, not to be envious of those in their prosperity, even if you see that they're wicked. For even though it comes back to, you know, don't judge them. Don't judge them. Because you see a person prospered a little bit more than you have. And I found myself in that position before. Wow. They hadn't done this. They hadn't done that. Why are they? Why this? Why that? But that's not my question to ask. And the Lord gives a straight answer to that. Godly direction for those who are envious or be envy toward the ones with prosperity. Sometimes we see a person doing a little bit better than we're doing, and we kind of get a little upset. You know, we witness in the Word of God, we minister in the Word of God, we preach in the Word of God, and we don't seem to have the kind of success in it that we feel that we want to have, because we hadn't boomed to these great positions or titles or whatever that may be. But God is saying, whatever he called you to do, and what are you doing? If you understand the process and the movement of the Holy Spirit, God said he provides and puts in positions as he will. In other words, he elevates in the physical in terms of people who see things, look good before the eyes. And then he also raises those up who don't seem like they have a lot going on, because it's all part of the Holy Spirit. There are some things that look physical, and people say, where is God that done it? Yeah, it may be God that done it, but I'm still blessed too. I'm going to have all the amenities and all the things you have, but I'm just as blessed in the name of Jesus. And I don't have to be envious of you because of what you have, because your name, because your title, because your robes, this, that, and the other. I'm still blessed because God gave me the ability to have this life, and he gave it to me to have more abundantly. That's if I continue to follow his ways, his statutes, and his commandments. Now, I want to look at this real close here. We got a little time to break this up a little bit here. Godly direction for those who are in adversity. Not to be envy of the prosperity of the wicked, because they are superficial in a short duration. In other words, what they have, and I want to make sure I say this right, what they have is not going to last forever. Because when you begin to hear what the Word of God says, that, you know, you can't, I want to make sure I choose my words carefully, you can't have two gods. Let's put it like that. You're going to love one and hate the others. God blesses you with something, a business, home, house. I mean, things that really makes you shine above other men and women of God, who he all created in his own image and designed in his own time and the way he put us in position. We're not to be envious because John's got a nice this and nice that, and I don't have that. Well, God said the field is really even. If you base what you're doing on what we see physically, and then you are most lost, you are most miserable. Because when I look at this particular scripture, and I want you to look at it, just kind of read along with me, read it with me on here, is that godly direction. Look who says, godly direction for those who are in adversity, not to envy. Now, if you're in adversity, I mean, you have a problem with something that somebody has, and you feel like you've been working long enough, and you don't feel like you have got there. God said, don't be envious of those. Don't be envious of them, because they got a lot in the physical. Doesn't mean I ain't gave you a lot in the spirit. I still hear you. You just ain't got a lot to show up before the people, because if I did give it to you, guess what? You probably forget about me. And like most of the time, that's what they're doing. Because he goes on and said, godly direction for those who are in adversity, not to envy the prosperity of the wicked. Listen to what it says, because it is superficial. Now, you know what superficial means. It's not going to last always. If they don't carry themselves and present themselves in a right way when they have it, and that whatever they have causes them to be pulled away from the kingdom of God, then it's just superficial. In other words, what is a man to gain? All of these things to show people what they have and then lose his soul. That'd be good if you have it and say, God's blessing me. I thank God for it. And I'm even like the Robin Hood. I'm helping the poor, helping the sick, helping those who I need, because God is blessing me. It's not for me just to be greedy and have everything to myself and just don't look at anybody else, don't have any care for anyone else, but yet rub it in their face. Now, I want to make it this again, because I want to get a real good understanding about this. And I want to solidify this spiritually, because I want you to see this is what he's saying. godly direction. That means when we put our eyes on Christ and Christ begins to bless us physically, we're not to take our eyes off Christ. Because the Word of God says He's the one that enabled us to get the blessings. And we're not ourselves. It's only through Him that all things are possible. I think when you go back to the scripture, you talk about Matthew 6 and 33, the process of knowing Christ. And I said about this in my last segment. I want to stay with this Psalms 37 because I feel the Holy Spirit is moving in this. And I talked about this one of my last segments. And I talked about the when things begin to get kind of rocky in your life, you got to bear down even harder. Because it's not that God don't want you to have. It's just the trail that He's taking you through is a little bit rougher. Some go through trails that already been pioneered for them. When you're a pioneer, it's a little rough. You know, you got to knock down a lot of trees, deal with a lot of this, that, and the other. And it's kind of hard, you know. But in the process of moving forward, God is giving you the strength and what you need to move forward, especially when you're pioneering and making new grounds, like those guys you see building highways, the construction, the diverting of traffic, this, that, and the other, delays, people being upset, this, that, and the other. But see, this is a problem with that situation, that you can't allow yourself to get upset, because especially when the highway opens and you begin to fly up and down, are you happy now? But bear with it while they're putting it in control, because what they're doing to make something a little more better so you can get to your place a little quicker. And during the course of the time, me as a man and woman of God, or you as a man and woman of God, when you're making plans to do something great, it's always going to be a lot of obstruction. And I heard the man of God out of Houston say, this is what you call persecutions. You know, you don't worry about that because it's a part of the plan. Now, I want you to really, because we're going to go down a little bit more. He said, godly directions. Did you see, when the Word of God says that fret not thyself because of evildoers, nor envy thyself because of workers of iniquity. Notice what he's saying at that. If I'm prospering, I don't need to envy about somebody who's a little bit better than I am. Because what it's going to do is cause me to slow down the blessing God has for me. Did I make that clear? Because you're focusing on the wrong thing. Your job is to focus on Christ. Christ and the work that He done on the cross, that He made you free, not just to have things, stuff, and this, all that, and the other, but to know that He gave your life, and He guaranteed you, said, I came that you may have life, but have it more abundantly. So when I'm seeing other people prospering, and I still know that He's the same God and what He done for them, but He's a respectful God, then He'll do for me. My job is to get good direction, wisdom, knowledge, counsel from those who are in position, had been there before, and give me some good wisdom and direction in the way I should go. So I won't be as hard when I begin to move forward and do the work that God's called me to do. Now notice how I say this again. I'm going to read it all the way through. Godly direction is for those who are in adversity. I mean, you're kind of back and forth. You're wondering why my situation is going away. Not to envy. If in adversity, you don't quite look like things are moving your way, you want them to move. You shouldn't think that, you know, why be envy at the ones who's prospering? God said, no. Because I'm a respectful God. What I do for them, I do for another. He said, the wicked, because of his superficial and short duration, meaning when you have it, it's not that because he got it, God is saying that he loved that more than he loved himself. Because God can bless a lot of people who are godly people with nice things, you know what I'm saying, nice stuff, because he feel that, you know, he's the one that's going to provide all of your needs according to his riches and glory. That's if I walk upright. We said that on the Word of God, you know, Psalms 84:11. But what I'm saying here in this particular situation is that when God do bless you, don't look down on your brother and sister who's destitute. Let them know how you got to that point. And if you don't know them, carry yourself in such a way that they'll know that it was God that blessed you. Wow, he must be a man of God. He must be really prospering in his work. You really want to be like him. Seek godly advice from him. You know, the Bible talks about in the title of the Psalms, and he talks about the attributes of David, the Hebrews in this particular area, in this version, talk about how they really envied David in a lot of things. When he had problems with his son, he was going through things with we talk about the situation he had with Bathsheba. There was a lot of people who envied David in terms of looking at him as not being worthy to be what God called him to be. But it's just like with you. God called you to be something great. He never said anything about you being negative or being envy or being opposite or anything else. God said he made you, he wonderfully made you, and he made you to advance. That's why I think about the book of Jeremiah 29:11. You know, say, for I only know the thoughts and the plans that I got for you. It's good enough, evil. And he talks about how you need to come in collaboration with him in the word of God. When he began to speak about the Romans, chapter 10, 8, 9, and 11, how you need to make the confession toward him. Because his job is to really bless you. You know, in that particular teaching, I talked about the area of the book of John, chapter 14. You know, he said, believe it not that I'm in the Father in me. Well, that's in you. Because he said in Jeremiah 29, not Jeremiah 29, 11, but Jeremiah 1 and 5. You know, he made it very clear that, you know, before you was born, created, and put on this earth, God called you. He genetically engineered you to prosper, not because of what you see anybody else have. In other words, God never designed you to be jealous about what anybody else have, because he gave us all the opportunity to have life. That's the biggest thing, have life and then have it more abundantly. That whatever God has something for us, it's for me and you to be happy, not envious because we see our other brothers. The opportunity, we got a chance to be born and to be in this life and have an opportunity to serve Christ as being an ambassador here on earth is enough. When God gives you what you call the benefits that comes along with the work, it all becomes how you obey yourself towards Christ. And the Bible tells me he won't hold nothing back from you. That's if you walk upright. But we'll go to this particular verse over here in verse 1, and it speaks very strong in verse 1. He says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. And it goes on to say that one of these particular areas of this Barnes and Noble, he said, it is a foolish thing for the wicked to refrain enviousness of the prosperity of others, whether they are godly men or ungodly men or women. It is godly to who has that God has provided for them, knowing that he's no respecter for God and what he has done in his decision making. He's the Almighty. His reasoning has no challenges. I mean, God is able to give you whatever you want, depend on how you've been obedient. In other words, God tells us that also. If I walk upright, notice what he's saying. There's nothing God will withhold from me. That's if I walk upright. Now, we see men and women of God are going through injuries. We see men and women going through sicknesses. And we think about that. Lord, why don't you heal him? I mean, why don't you, God said, he's still in my will. The same thing with Apostle Paul when he had that thorn. He said, my grace is sufficient, you know. My way is made perfect, you know, because only I know the depths and the times. See, in other words, I can have this thorn with Paul. I can have this thorn in Charles. I can have this thorn in Mike, Judy, John, whatever. But see, but the they'll live will be a lot longer than what you'll think. And if I still enable them to move around, do things as just as much as you're doing, you know, don't feel that they're handicapped. Because in their heart and in their mind, they may be going through some afflictions in the physical part, but I have enabled them in the midst of their storm to be able to transform and do just what I called them to do. You know, the word of God goes over here in the Psalms 37. Psalms 37, and it goes on to this particular second verse. He said, but they should soon be cut down like the grass and withered like the green herbs. Over in the Amplified Version, he said they will be soon cut down like the grass and withered like the green herbs. Amplified Version. Well, now the Common English Version, because they will fade fast like the grass. I want to go back over to this particular breakdown that we read over here in the area of this particular Psalms back in 1. And it says in Psalms 37 and 1, it says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. And it said, it's foolish and wicked to refrain or to be envious at the prosperity of others, whether they be godly, I want to say that again, or whether they be ungodly, men or women, for you to be able to dispense your anger at something that God has provided. Now, look here, what he said, bad, it could be good or bad. In other words, sometimes God gives you things to see how you're going to handle yourself when you get it. You know, sometimes people say, you even got this, now you have that, you don't know how to act. You know, there's a certain way you got to carry yourself before God when he blesses you. It really is. Because now you're in a position of being arranged and on earth as being a providence of what the blessings of God can do in everybody else's life. Now, if you get something and act a fool and act like you're a little bit sadistic better than everybody else, then, you know, that people say, well, I don't want that. If I want it, I don't want it like him. I want to be a representative of how God blesses me. And when he blesses me, my charity and what I have for others, I mean, more than what they can see, because now God has provided me to be a source of a system here on earth to bring forth that what the people need when they're going through their dilemmas in their life. Let's look at this third verse. He said, dwell in the land and do not flee to a foreign claims to escape from the providence which for they have gone of own. Deny not the insufficiency of their own country. Let's look at that a little closer here. If we go back to the regular version and look at that third verse, he said, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. Let's look at an Amplified version. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So shall you dwell. Now look what he's saying. Now this is out of Psalms 89:11. He says, so shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on the fruitfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Now the word of God tells us in Psalms 89:11, okay, I won't hold nothing back from you. There's only to walk upright. I think you could throw Matthew 6:33 in as well. You know, I think you could throw Romans 4:17 in there. I think you can do all that. Because now as God has given you opportunity, not only to speak and call things, Romans 4:17, maybe not that they were, but he also gave you the opportunity to be able to walk in the shadows of Almighty and fear no evil. Because a rod and a staff will comfort you. That's Psalms 23. You know, I'm going through the shadows of the valley of death. But now as men trusting, relying on, and having my confidence in the Lord and the good, so shall he dwell in the land and feed me surely as the fruit fall from whatever it may be that I ask him for. Let's see what the fruitfulness is. Because I believe the fruitfulness is that when God says there's no good thing he will hold for you. But we're going to look at it in this breakdown here, and we're going to look at it what it says in this particular fourth verse here. We're going to look at some we got a few minutes here. We're going to look and see what it says there. He said, do not flee from the foreign claims or escape from providence, which for thy own good denies thee insufficient in thy own country. Now, let's make this understandable. God will provide the increases in your life, the convenience of all the mighty things which he created of his hands. In other words, when we look at God and how he is with us, he tells us that, you know, I own the cattle of 1,000 hills. Matter of fact, let's back it up again to Genesis 1:26. Everything in the land is all out of the, one of the places called the Dallas Aquarium with my young daughter yesterday. I saw all the beauty that God created, both animals and all kind of birds and reptiles, this, that, the other. But it was all God's creation. But it was all under the control of the Holy Spirit. You know, when we look at those things, the Bible declares and decrees that he put all those things in the land, every creeping thing, every crawling thing in the land, first of all. And then he came back and gave me and you dominion over all of it. That's Genesis 1:26. I mean, total supremacy, power over all that. Not to duplicate, because God makes, you know, we don't, you know, what we do, and we're coming together as men and women, is coming together as men and women, we multiply what God has given us here on earth to increase. Men and women, let me tell it again, multiply to what's here on earth. But with that, God says that when we walk according to his will, we have the convenience of a lifestyle that pleases his heart. Psalm 84:11, once again. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, nor envy ourselves. I mean, Psalms 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, nor envy ourselves because of the workers of iniquity. Now, I go to Psalms 89:34 is also a great one, also, what I said before. You know, everything that God said in Psalms 89, you go over to 89, And since we said it, we might as well look at it. You know, go to Psalms 89 and 34. He says, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the things that go out of my mouth. Okay, so it goes back to what I said before. You know, Psalms 84:11. You know, God is a sun and a shield. No good thing we hold from those. That's if we walk what? Upright. That's the power of God. That's the promise of God. When we begin to do what God wants us to do and the way he wants to do it. I talk about it all the time. Obey all my commands, my statutes, and my precepts. And God said he would give you the desires of your heart. We go over here. We look at Psalms 37. We got a few minutes here. We go to Psalms 37. And we look over here in this particular fifth verse. He said, commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He will bring it to pass. Now, that's kind of strong there when we think about committing your ways. He says, my ways, your ways, my thoughts, your ways, my ways, my thoughts, my plans, you know, as far from heavens and the earth. Now, we see that over in the book of Isaiah 55, 8, 9, and 10, but also we see it actually in the area of Psalms 1. You know, we think about Psalms 1. You know, he talks to us how we receive the blessings of Christ when we don't walk at the envy of sitting in the seat of discomfort. But we have the delight in the Lord. You know, the Lord does he meditate day and night, but we should be like the trees planted, constantly being filled by the Holy Spirit as we move through this life and throughout the land. God has a plan for us that's really more than what we can see. But like when it comes over here and it says this over in the area of that particular fifth verse, in the Amplified Version, he says in the Amplified Version, he said, commit your ways to the Lord. Roll care of your, look, load on him. Now, we got to lean on him. We got to trust in him. And God said, I want you to be a leaning close. Trust, rely on, rely, to trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident. Another word for having trust. Confident also in him that he will bring it to pass. The Bible tells me in Psalm, what is it? Mark 9 and 23, if I can just believe, you know, if there's a process in my life and I'm having a problem believing, do like the man did over there in Psalms 9, Mark 9, you know, he told the Lord that the course of time is going through, Psalms going through this demonic changeover. He said, oh, help my belief that I may believe, you know. He wasn't ashamed about it. I mean, the questions came to him from the Pharisees as well as the disciples, not knowing what they were doing. And Jesus comes off the Mount of Transfiguration and said, what's going on here? He tells a story about his son, and Jesus being able to speak to him and tell him about him to believe, you know, that all things are possible to him to believe. Hand the young boy to me. Jesus healed him right away of whatever condition that was alienating him and stopped him from receiving the blessing that Christ had in store for him. But, you know, Bible talks also, you know, the only way you're going to do these things is you got to commit your ways and trust also in him. And he shall bring whatever it is you ask for to pass, bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth righteousness and the light and the judgment as the noonday. No, that's what the word of God tells me. We look at this really strong. You think about in the word of what he's saying here. You know, you think about when he comes back down here, the sixth verse, he said, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness. Now, that's God, you know, because now we're walking into illumination. We're on all the commands and the statutes. Now we're going to look at Psalms 84:11, because he's going to bring everything to righteousness. And that plus our faith as the light of judgment at noonday. The Bible talks about the process of resting the Lord and wait patiently for him and fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his own way because of him, the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Now, don't be a person to bring a wicked device. Just ask the Lord to help you, show you the direction you need to go. Don't worry about those who try to come against you and try to bring you down to stop the path of the feet that God has gave you. God's got a plan for you. It's really more than what you see. God bless you for being with me here in my actually morning service here at HNLC. It's always a blessing for you guys to join me here. And it's such an honor always to be able to serve you as being a man of God, does the work of the kingdom. God bless you. God keep you.